Malaria is one of the world's biggest killers, with 214 million reported cases in 2015 alone. Unfortunately, things could get even worse, as the malaria parasite has developed resistance to all the standard anti-malarial drugs, making the need for new treatments ever greater. But things are looking up, as Eamon Comer and his colleagues at the Broad Institute at MIT and Harvard have discovered a whole new group of compounds, which, as I found out, attack the parasite in a completely different way.
We developed a series of compounds that operates through a new mechanism of action, which stops protein synthesis in the malaria parasite and eventually results in killing it.
So protein synthesis, that's kind of important to everything, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just a fundamental process. Once you shut that down, the parasite can't survive.
And how have you gone about looking for these compounds?
Efforts in antimalarial drug discovery usually start by screening a collection of candidate small molecules for activity against the parasite. In our case, we imagined that antimalarials with new mechanisms of action might be discovered using our unique collection of diversity-oriented synthesis, or DOS, compounds. So these are compounds not typically represented in traditional pharmaceutical screening collections. They tend to be more complex and they have more three-dimensional features reminiscent of natural products. We also looked for compounds that appear to work in all three stages of the parasite life cycle. And then finally, compounds most likely to have properties necessary to become antimalarial drugs were prioritized.
You mentioned that this is important because it's combating the malaria parasite at every stage of the life cycle. Is that different to what we have now?
Yes. So the current antimalarials typically only target the blood stage parasites. You could be receiving treatment for malaria, but still be capable of transmitting the disease to other people. So drugs really are needed that target all stages of the malaria parasite to protect vulnerable populations and also to control the disease and prevent epidemics.
So where have you got to right now with this compound? What have you found that it can do? And you've done some animal trials, right?
Yes, so we're finding that certain members of this series provide a single dose cure in animals. So this is significant because none of the standard of care antimalarials work in a single dose in these models. So for instance, certain of the currently available antimalarials require two doses a day for, say, 3 days. So this is quite important in the field because you're dealing with resource deficient areas. And so it helps with compliance if you can just administer a single dose rather than requiring multiple doses over multiple days.
I can see the headline now, one drop treatment to cure malaria. That sounds really exciting, but how long do you envision these next safety stages and clinical trial stages to happen before we can get this to a point where we're really getting it to the people that need it?
So it typically takes 12 years or so from initial hypothesis to registration. We hope to have compounds going into clinical trials within the next 4 years. But, it all depends on how the safety assessment goes on these compounds.
It's a slow business you're in, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You mentioned that to look for this new mechanism of action, you went for something, a more complex type of molecule, which is, I'm guessing, harder to make. Does that mean that this drug's likely to be a lot more expensive than current antimalarials?
Not necessarily. I mean, one thing we're learning from our pharmaceutical partners is that one of the biggest factors in terms of cost is the dose of the drug. So, you know, if we can come up with a compound that requires just one dose, then that's a major factor in terms of cost. But also, we actually think that we can come up with ways of making these very efficiently and, you know, competitive to traditional antimalarials.
Eamon Comer and his work was published in Nature this week.